So I always like to ask this question of people who live out of town, because you'll know this, Jason, we are nothing if not Toronto-centric here in Toronto. What is your take from a few miles away on the Toronto Maple Leafs here early in the season?
Well, I get the best of both worlds, Scotty. So I don't, when you're here, obviously it's Ottawa, 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 because you know that. It's a fishbowl here for the Ottawa Senators. But coming into town, about 3 days of the week in Toronto, I pick up on what's going on there. It's amazing. One day you're on top of the world, the next day it's doomsday. I kind of like where the Leafs are at right now. No panic in their game. I really like the moves they made in the summer, Scotty. I think that sent a clear message to the group when they picked up, especially a guy like Len Barry in that deal. I being a right shot D, I love watching what Len Barry can do, and I think he's the perfect type of player for what the Toronto Maple Leafs need as far as defenseman goes. But I like where the team's going. I know there's the rumors of Babs being on the hot seat, and you got to win right now. But I think this judgment day for this team is going to come once playoffs roll around and they have to face the Boston Bruins once again. And that's where I think the whole season will come down to once again. They need to get through the Boston Bruins. And with the moves they made this summer, I think they're an improved hockey club. And you know as well as I do, Scotty, and we say this all the time, you're only as good as your goaltender. So there's going to be an awful lot of pressure on Anderson on when that time comes.
Now, I want to talk about the Senators. I thought they'd be a lot better than this with the moves they made this summer. Oh, for sure. I mean, 12 goals in 5 games, no power play goals yet. What is missing with this offense?
Well, veteran talent. Number one, they're going with the young guys. It's been well documented. DJ Smith's come in and said all the right things, but they're in the NHL, and you're going into games fighting with one arm tied behind your back. There's just so much inexperience on that team. I do like the move they did recently to bring in the Nemestnikov. I think he's a legitimate NHL player, but it's tough. Like right now, you're asking that team to win games, and Anisimov is your top player. It's third line guys that are asked to do fourth line or first line jobs, so it's just not going to cut it. And everyone's saying, "Oh, well, it's doomsday," but I think this is perfect for the Ottawa Senators. I look at what Toronto did and how Toronto got to where they are right now. Mind you, they still have to win in the playoffs, but you got to have extreme pain before you can make that next step and become a legitimate NHL team again. I look at the Pittsburgh Penguins. I look at the Chicago Blackhawks before they won Stanley Cups. You got to bottom out. And last year, the Senators were a bad team, and they're going to be a really bad team again this year. And you look at that, and hopefully for Ottawa, San Jose continues to struggle, because then they'll get two really good draft picks. So for me, I'm not surprised. They're right where I thought they would be. They're going to struggle this year. Their kids are going to gain some experience, but it's going to be a lot of pain this year for the Ottawa Senators.
With Jason York, the problem, Jason, is teams that are rebuilding can lay out a plan. The Toronto Maple Leafs did that. I mean, Mike Babcock was hired, and he projected potentially years of pain. It turned out only to be one, and then the Leafs won the lottery and got Auston Matthews. But teams can lay out a rebuilding plan. Fans can say, okay, I see where this is going, and they buy in. The problem with the Senators is that the ownership is disastrous. So you can have Shabbat, you can have Brännström, you can have whoever else is still coming down the pipe, but you can't be confident it's going to all hold itself together, because you just don't know what the owner's thinking.
No, and I do agree with you there, Scotty, for sure. The one thing I like, actually a couple of things, they did tie up Colin White, and they sent a nice message by tying up Thomas Chabot as well. He's going to be a really, really good player. Brady Tkachuk will probably be next, but it's just funny you talked about what's going to be next and bottoming out. We had a young man on ice surfing the other night, Quentin Byfield, and I don't know if you guys had a chance to see him play. I think this kid's got a chance to go number one. If not, he'll be number two, and there's a guy I know is going to help a lot of NHL teams. So for Ottawa, for me, I look at what they're doing. Their plan right now is just to be really bad. Nobody plans for that, but that's the reality they're in. And by doing that, they're going to get a really good player this year. And hopefully for them, like I said, if San Jose continues to struggle, I know they won last night, they could legitimately get two picks in the top 10, which would help this team tremendously.
Now looking around the rest of Canada, to Edmonton, they're 6-1 to start the season. Their special teams are lighting it up. Draisaitl, McDavid are playing great. Is this team for real?
I don't know, Mike. You watch them play, and I want to believe it. Hey, we're all in the media business. I would love to see the Edmonton Oilers be for real. Watching them last night, boy, did McDavid ever look good. That one play where he stepped around the D, it looked like the defenseman was standing still. Is it possible that he's gotten faster? Like, when you watch him this year, it sure looks like it to me. So it looks like Ken Holland's had the magic touch, and I don't think any of us saw what James Neal was going to do, so that's obviously helped. I thought last night, Mikko Koskinen, he looked really good in that game. He made some saves early on to kind of give the Oilers a chance to get their feet under them. So far, they're getting goaltending. Their defense is kind of a makeshift unit right now, but some of those Europeans that Kenny Holland signed look pretty good back there. So for the foreseeable future, I see the Edmonton Oilers as a team that's playing with a lot of confidence, and I want to believe it, but I think it's still too early to really pass judgment. But so far, so good. Goaltending, defense has been decent, and McDavid, Draisaitl, James Neal, and even Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, he looks like he's playing with a ton of confidence as well. So I'm really hoping that the Edmonton Oilers have turned the page, and this year they're going to be a playoff team.
Last night, during an intermission of the Leafs-Caps game, the Capitals GM, Brian McClellan, was on the panel with the boys, and he made an interesting comment. He said that they had a Stanley Cup hangover last year, the Washington Capitals, and so this year they made some changes because they didn't feel that some of their players were all in again. And we know that sometimes winning a Stanley Cup means that you're hungry for more, and then sometimes it means that you're good to go. You're like, I have a ring, everything else is Gucci. What do you think of a general manager who's going to come out and say something that strong?
I like that. Did you just say everything is Gucci?
Yeah.
I love that thing. I think we're hearing that more. Like, I remember last year with Dallas, like, came out and they, the management, actually, I think it was the owner, or was it Jim Lights that came out and called out Jamie Benn and Sege.
Yeah.
I don't, it's tough. It's anytime you go that deep, there's, like it or not, you call it a hangover, call it being tired, call it not working out till August. It's just, it's a reality. It's just going to happen. And then Mike knows, it's so hard to go that deep into the playoffs and then you lose pretty well a whole summer of training. It's just a reality. You're not going to come back rejuvenated and ready to play. You might think you are, but you're not. That's why it's so tough to repeat. And we all know how hard Ovi partied that summer. It was awesome. It was well documented all summer long. It was historic, some of the things he was doing. But I think he's just sending a message to the group. And nobody in the NHL is going out there not trying to not give their 100%. It just happens. It's a reality. The human body just can't go that hard and then be respected to bounce back. So we'll see with Washington. There are a lot of miles on Ovi's odometer now, and he plays from the tips every night. So with Washington, that's tough. With me, I just don't know about their goaltending. Like that, mm-hmm. That to me is the biggest question mark. And that's the comment I had on Toronto. And in the NHL, you really are as good as your goaltender is. GMs, coaches get fired, changes get made, and it's usually the core of that problem is usually you're not getting saves. Look at New Jersey right now. Like, you get off to a horrible start. Well, what's the biggest reason? They're not getting goaltending.